This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walker. In his third visit to Tel Aviv since the start of the Israel-Hamas conflict, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken called for temporary humanitarian pauses in the fighting in Gaza to facilitate aid delivery and efforts to free the hostages. But VOA senior diplomatic correspondent Cindy Sain reports Israel says there will be no temporary truce until all of the hostages are freed.
In Tel Aviv, families and friends of the 240 Israeli civilians taken hostage by the U.S.-designated terror group Hamas called for more action to get them freed. Inside, Secretary of State Antony Blinken held talks with top Israeli officials. Blinken later told reporters the United States is relentlessly focused on winning the hostages' release, while also ensuring aid to the thousands of Palestinians in Hamas-run Gaza Strip. Cindy Sain, VOA News, Washington.
More than 60 people were killed when a shallow 5.6 magnitude earthquake hit a remote pocket of Nepal early Saturday. The tremor hit the far west of the Himalayan country late Friday and was measured by the U.S. Geological Survey at just 18 kilometers deep. Video and photos posted on social media showed locals digging through rubble in the dark to pull survivors from the wreckage of collapsed homes and buildings. The Latin American and Caribbean are poised for stronger growth in the coming years, following an America's summit in Washington and predicted by the head of the Inter-American Development Bank. This is VOA News.